From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Now we're going to hear about the impact of newspaper endorsements on the presidential race. If you look at the endorsements of major papers, you might conclude that Barack Obama has next week's Democratic primary sewn up in Texas and a tough race in Ohio. But as NPR's David Folkenflik reports, it's hard to figure whether that's because of the papers or despite them.
You don't have to read newspapers to know what some of them think of Hillary Clinton.
Newspapers across New Hampshire have endorsed Hillary Clinton. The Hartford Courant has made its choice for president, Hillary Clinton.
The New York Times has made its choice, Hillary Clinton for president.
But in the last debate, Barack Obama pointed to
the editorial boards all across the country at newspapers who've given me endorsements, including every major newspaper here in the state of Texas.
Okay, but he shouldn't start getting cocky. Obama was backed in the primaries by the Los Angeles Times and the Boston Globe, but he lost in California and Massachusetts. Clinton got the endorsements of the Des Moines Register and the Hartford Courant, but lost in Iowa and Connecticut. In fact, there appears to be little correlation. We looked at the biggest newspapers that made endorsements in 25 states, and their chosen candidate has only won in 14. 4 years ago, the Republican-leaning Columbus Dispatch endorsed President Bush, who won in Ohio. Associate Publisher Emeritus Mike Curtin oversees that process.
We still get letters to the editor here from people complaining about our decision-making in 2004 and suggesting that had we gone a different way, that the country may have been spared a second George W. Bush term. Obviously, that's a huge stretch.
Actually, that's a tremendous stretch. Last fall, the Pew Research Center found that only 14% of Americans say their local paper's endorsement would make them more likely to vote for a candidate for public office. Of course, the group also found that 14% say they'd be less likely to vote for a candidate because of that endorsement. Although local races can be affected, there seems to be little evidence there's any palpable effect on the presidential level. Don't tell that to Joe Trippi. Trippi was a senior advisor to John Edwards and was Howard Dean's campaign chairman in 2004. And he remembers the Des Moines Register's decision to back Edwards in the Iowa caucuses that year.
You know, that paper's endorsement started the momentum for this, at the time, very little known senator, and, you know, catapulted him to 32% of the vote.
And Edwards ended up the Democrats' vice presidential nominee. But Time Magazine managing editor Rick Stengel wonders about all these editorial endorsements with a royal we, as in, we support Senator so-and-so.
And we is who, exactly?
The newspaper?
An endorsement doesn't reflect the opinion of the people who work at the newspaper. It reflects either the opinion of the editorial board, the small elite group that think they know better than anybody, or the owner, right?
Right you are. Stengel argues in a column they should stop doing endorsements.
I think it hurts newspapers to endorse candidates because people feel like, hey, if the newspaper is endorsing, say, Hillary Clinton, how can they be fair in how they cover Barack Obama?
There's a classic answer from old newspaper hands like Los Angeles Times editorial page editor Jim Newton.
The group of people who make these endorsement decisions are separated off quite firmly from the news operation. This is a pure act of opinion journalism, not of news journalism.
The LA Times stopped making endorsements after 1972 when it supported President Nixon. The paper had fueled his rise so flagrantly that its staffers even wrote some of his early speeches, and publisher Otis Chandler wanted to make a break. After more than three decades, the LA Times is now back in the endorsement business. Its counterparts in next week's primary states are giving the candidates bragging rights and symbolic momentum, but votes? That may be another matter. David Folkenflik, NPR News.